Welcome to Connecting with Christ. This podcast is for believers who want to go beyond information about Christ and involvement for Him to intimacy with Him. We'll be exploring men and women whose devotional writing is still popular after hundreds of years for connecting with Christ. Hi, I'm Jim Watkins, and all you really need to know about me is that I'm an author, a speaker, and imperfect Christ follower. In the mid-90s, I was going through a very dry time in my faith. John of the Cross would call it the dark night of the soul. Yep, that describes it. During the desert time, I happened upon The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. And while I didn't agree with every point of his theology, I quickly learned he had a deep relationship with Jesus that I so longed for. So we'll explore early church writing that will truly help us connect intimately with Christ. First, let's get started with the biblical basis for connecting with Christ. In John 14:23, Jesus, God the Son, promises He and God the Father will love His followers and will come and make their home with each of them. Then in John 17:21, Christ shares His desire for His disciples then and now. I pray that they will be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. The Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 2:20, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Wow. Let that sink in. We will never fully comprehend until eternity that God, who created the universe, is living within His creations, you and me. However, our guests will attempt to share insights into this mystery of connecting with Christ. I believe there are at least seven ways we connect with Christ, so those will provide the framework for this podcast. The first way is through community. Community was a vital part of the early church and a favorite theme of Francis de Sales. Francis lived between 1567 and 1622 and was the Bishop of Geneva. He was honored for his deep faith and writings on spiritual formation. His Introduction to the Devout Life and Treatise on the Love of God, rather than being addressed to the clergy, as were most books at the time, were specifically written for laypersons. In his books, he had stressed the relationship of love rather than rituals of the church in connecting with Christ. He writes, "Do you, my children, love everyone with a pure love of Christ? Do you have deep relationships with those who are good and true? The purer the bond which unites us, the much richer our friendships will be. If our relationship is based on knowledge, it is praiseworthy, but is even better if it's based on love, devotion, and Christian completeness. God knows how very precious that friendship is, precious because it comes from God and desires Him. God is the link that binds us together, and it will last forever in Him. Truly, it is a blessed thing to love on earth as we hope to love in heaven, beginning a relationship here which will endure forever there. I'm not speaking of simple charity, a love due to all humankind, but a spiritual friendship that binds our souls together, leading us to share devotions and spiritual interests. We must have one mind between us so that we can rejoice. How wonderful and pleasant it is when we live together in harmony," writes the psalmist in 133:1. Our common devotion, which flows from one heart to the other, makes for us a friendship in which the Lord promises His blessing and life forevermore. To my mind, all other friendships are but a shadow of this respect. The links between believers are the steel bond of true devotion compared to the fragile glass of worldly friendships. There are some who will tell us that we should not have special friendships, as they may obsess our hearts, distract our minds, create jealousy, and so on. Some saintly and devout writers argue that individual friendships and deep relationships are a great hindrance to our spiritual life. But they're confusing things. This is not true. No one can deny that our dear Lord loved John, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary with a special, tender friendship since we are told in the Holy Scripture. We know that Paul dearly loved Mark. Gregory Nazianzus, the Archbishop of Constantinople, always boasted of his friendship with the Bishop Basil of Caesarea. He writes, "It seemed as though we had two bodies, we had only one soul. We could affirm that we were two in one and one in two, our only goal being to grow in holiness and to mold our present lives to our future hopes and so reject this mortal world before our death." So we see that the highest grace does not lie in being without friendships, but in having only those that are good, holy, and true. Thanks, Francis, for your writing on connecting with Christ through community. I'll be posting episodes on Monday and Thursday, so next time we'll take a look at connecting with Christ through discipline with one of my very favorite authors, John of the Cross. In the meantime, stop by jameswatkins.com/connect for lots of resources to help you connecting with Christ. You'll find bios and links to the original writings of all our authors, a study guide you can use for personal or group study, and two anthologies of these devotional writers that I have rewritten in modern language. That address again is jameswatkins.com/connect. And I'd love to hear from you. Just email me at jim@jameswatkins.com. And thanks for sharing this link with other believers who are desiring a deeper relationship with Christ. So until our next episode, let me add to the Apostle John's famous benediction in the third letter, verse 2. "Dear friend, I pray you may enjoy good health and that all may go well within you, even as your soul is connecting with Christ."